At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bandwagon Nerds, right here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head. That's right, PC Tunney back at the helm for the second week in a row here, Bandwagon Nerds 252, and I am joined, well, as always, by DPP. How are you, DPP?
Wait a minute. The OG Chairshot Radio crew?
Just keeping the lights on.
What's going on? We're just taking over the airwaves? What?
Just keeping the lights on for all these sandbagging motherfuckers. No big deal. No, Labor Day weekend. People have plans. We also have plans, but not till this afternoon. So we were going to be here no matter what. It kind of was a nice little something to have to do to get us to later in the afternoon where we're heading to party at the Generals. Patrick O'Dowd out on assignment, Ray Cash out on assignment, feel better, Dave Ungar, and we'll be back with the full crew next week. I can't imagine we wouldn't. So, but for this week, we've got a fun little show for you. Maybe not as long as the normal hour and a half, 2 hours you're used to, but we do have some nerd stuff to talk about, DP, and I want to start right away with a movie that we've already secured our tickets for in Beetlejuice. So I'm the ticket buyer for when we go see these movies and stuff, and I'm excluding Deadpool and Wolverine, okay? But not since, like, No Way Home have I seen this many tickets already purchased this far in advance. Even, like, the past few, like, Marvel in the Marvel Saga stories, they haven't been there. And this one was over half full, and I purchased the tickets a week ahead of time, so we're going to see it in Screen X because that time just worked out for us and it happened to be on Screen X. So what the hell? You got to be looking forward to this, right, DP? Big fan of the first one?
Love the first one. I love Michael Keaton in general. I'm not as big of a Beetlejuice fan as you are, I know. But as we've discussed in prior Bandwagon Nerds, this is the first movie I went and saw in the drive-in,
right,
which was really cool.
You sounded like Christopher Walken there when you said drive-in.
Let's go to the drive-in.
Yeah, scooch close.
It's good.
Hey, baby, scooch closer.
Oh, I'm getting tired. Let me put my arm around you. I'm super excited for this one. I'm hoping it sounds like it's going to be really good, as we're going to talk about here in a minute. Big standing ovation that it got. And it sounds like, based on kind of the article we were reading too, that Tim Burton's not necessarily just going for nostalgia, not just trying to bring back characters or whatever. It's telling a second story. So hopefully that makes it better, because a lot of times sequels, especially after a long break like this one, it's usually not very good. this one sounds like it is going to be really good.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I will probably find time this week to watch Beetlejuice.
All over the television right now.
It's got to be on streaming somewhere. I don't have to watch commercials.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So yes, you mentioned it. The premiere was at the Venice Film Festival, and the movie received a 3-minute standing ovation afterwards. So that's promising. There was an interview Tim Burton did. They asked him about Adam and Barbara Maitland, who were played by Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin, and why they were not included in the story, and quoted as saying, "I think the thing was, for me, I didn't want to just tick any boxes." This was an interview he did with People. "So even they were such an amazing integral part of the first one, I was focusing on something else. A sequel like this, it really had to do with the time. That was my hook into it, the three generations of mother, daughter, granddaughter, and that would be the nucleus of it. I couldn't have made this personally back in 1989 or whatever." So the premise for Beetlejuice is Lydia returns home with her daughter Astrid, played by Jenna Ortega, and boyfriend Rory, played by Justin Theroux, following the death of her father Charles, played in the original film by Jeffrey Jones. The funeral reunites Lydia with her stepmother Delia, Catherine O'Hara, reprising her role, as Beetlejuice returns to wreak havoc once again. Once again, we get the evil Beetlejuice on the loose, DP.
That's what I love about it too, right? Like Tim Burton's like, I'm not just trying to make a sequel for the sake of making a sequel, right? He's not going to bring back these two characters because they didn't need to be there. This is a different part of the story he's telling, more of the family stuff, which is really cool. That's why I got hope that this is going to be really fun. I also like Gina Davis. Was it Gina Davis's response to that? She's like, it's, you know, I'm not going to be there. It's because, you know, ghosts don't age and I got a little bit older. So it's like, that's kind of fun. You know,
a little self.
She had fun with it too, which is kind of neat.
A little self-deprecation there from Gina Davis, but yeah, the cast is great. The idea is great. And the fact that he came out and said, you know, this isn't a fan service kind of thing for people that just want to see something else. This is a part of the story that he is excited to tell and has found his angle that kind of lies outside of what he did so many years ago and in the brilliant original movie. So can't wait. We got our tickets.
Does it feel like a little bit of the, like George Lucas, when he was wanted to do the, you know, first three Star Wars movies, and he was like, well, we don't have the technology. What I want to do with the story or whatever wasn't available at the time. So he had to wait and do episodes 1 through 3, you know, later in life. And, you know, feels like kind of almost a little bit Tim Burton saying similar things. Like, I didn't really want to do it back then. Didn't really work. So it works now. Now that the family's older and they can tell a different story. So I like it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, folks. What we're going to do right now on Bandwagon Nerds is we're going to take our first and only commercial break of the day. And when we come back, we got a trailer park for you with 4 new trailers. And we got a bit of news here. Some important, some fun in news around the nerdosphere. That's right here on Bandwagon Nerds 252, part of the Chairshot.com, Chairshot Radio Network. And don't forget to use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
DP, we got 4 trailers for y'all. Come on now. Do-si-do and turn your partner around. Here we go.
Boomhauer. Bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I could have listened to him talk for another 30 minutes and said goodbye.
I don't have that many sound bites.
Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare DP is an upcoming British independent horror film written and directed by Scott Jeffrey. It is the third installment in the Twisted Child universe and serves as a horror retelling of J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan. The film stars Martin Portlock as the titular character and Megan Placido as Wendy Darling, with Kit Green, Peter DeSouza Fahaney, Charity Case, Teresa Banham, Nicholas Woodson, Kirsten Waring, among others. It follows Wendy as she embarks on a quest to find her brother Michael, who has been abducted by Peter Pan and Tinkerbell. This is also known as the Pooh-niverse. For the Evil Winnie the Pooh movie, I think, is part of this too. DP, are you excited for a nightmarish Neverland movie?
Fuck no. that's fucking terrifying. I am not a fan of horror movies. And my God, like, I felt like it looked like the Joker from The Dark Knight, like, cranked up to 11. Like, oh my God. Like, it was terrifying. Like, for horror movies, people are going to love this, at least from the trailer. Like, it looks like it's badass, but I have no thank you. I do not want to watch this one bit. You can keep your poo, and I'm going to keep mine.
I mean, it's interesting what they're doing, where they're kind of, you know, retelling all these magical childhood stories in a horror kind of way. I mean, I suppose if you're a fan of this as a child and you like horror, you want to explore the other side of it, the other side of the coin, if you will, to a Peter Pan Nightmare Neverland movie. Not for us, DP. That is true. Once we get Patrick and Ray back, a little more horror, they like that. Dave is not as huge a fan as them, but more than us. So beware. Beware of Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, folks. They're not always good. It can be bad.
I mean, I guess, I'm not great on the whole these stories, the childhood stories, but it's kind of a abduction story, isn't it? Like, he gets, like, taken to this Neverland place and, like, not really like it was just a fantasy. Like, the whole premise was he was kind of kidnapped, right?
Listen, Dan, I like my Peter Pan, the movie Hook. That's my Peter Pan, okay? Anything else, bang-a-rang, okay? Anything else, you can just fuck off with that horseshit. Yeah.
Only Peter Pan I like is my peanut butter.
Smooth or crunchy?
I'm smooth, baby. I don't like the crunchy.
Yeah, I prefer a. It's easier to spread. All right, let's keep moving along to a series that we will be covering right here on Bandwagon Nerds. I do believe the 2-episode premiere September 18th on Disney Plus. That's Agatha All Along, a series I haven't found many not excited about. The cast looks excellent. Joe Locke, Aubrey Plaza, Catherine Hahn obviously reprising her role as Agatha Harkness. Tons of great other supporting actors in here. And this trailer, DP, kind of gave us a little hint at what kind of story they're trying to tell and what kind of situation Agatha's in.
Yeah, kind of cool. It's showing now a little bit more of the story, how she's, you know, this teenager guy or whatever figured out how to get him out of the curse that they were in, and now taking a coven of people, I guess, to try and get the powers back. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the story we're going through, is how Agatha gets, you know, all her powers back through this miniseries, which is really cool. It's very interesting that when they showed this teen, I'm like, well, he's clearly got to be somebody in the Marvel universe, because it seemed like he has some kind of power or something, it seemed like. So I think, looking quickly, it looks like it's going to be Wiccan, who is a superhero character. I don't know much about him at all, but that is going to be really cool, because that's obviously going to extend this story past this, you know, miniseries here into the next iteration. So super exciting.
Yeah, she asks him, Agatha asks him his name, and in speaking, everything comes out except for when he tries to say his name, his mouth gets kind of, like, sewn together by, like, some magical kind of, It almost looks like it turns into like a knotted tree kind of covering his mouth there.
Was it Beetlejuice? Didn't Beetlejuice no. just do that in the movie we just watched in the trailer?
Says crossover. Watch out. Beetlejuice is in the Marvel Universe. No. Yeah, super excited for this one. I've been a fan of nearly all the Disney series on Disney Plus, or the Marvel series on Disney Plus, excuse me. So definitely looking forward to this one. Our next trailer comes from another universe, and that is the Sega Genesis universe of one Sonic the Hedgehog, which this movie will be accompanied by a Lego head. And having seen it, I think it is the Lego head of Shadow and not Sonic, DP, having seen this trailer. Keanu Reeves is playing Shadow. Jim Carrey.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Jim Carrey reprising his role as Dr. Robotnik. Ben Schwartz as Sonic. You've seen Tails. You've seen Knuckles. I believe Idris Elba is playing Knuckles. Really good voice cast. James Marsden in this movie as friend of Sonic. Have you watched the first couple? I mean, I love the addition of Shadow and the fact that he's so unbelievably powerful here in this trailer.
Have you? I haven't watched them, honestly.
They're worth it. They're good.
Have you? Have
yeah.
you watched them?
Yeah, okay. I did. This was one of my favorite games growing up, so.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because I was like, you loved Sonic, so I wasn't sure if you'd watch the movies, because like, when I saw the first one came out, it looked so cheesy, so bad, that I just didn't have an interest in watching it, but like, watching the trailer for this one, like, it looks really good. Like, it looks like they have a really good story. Obviously, the voiceover cast is crazy. A lot of great talent there. But this one looks, like, really good. Like, I might have to go back and watch the other two and get hyped up for this one, because it does look like they're doing a really good job with this. Seeing Jim Carrey come back, and at the end of the trailer, his father shows up, and that's kind of funny, playing himself. They're playing his own father. It sure seems to me like when the trailer happened, like, I think James Marsden gets killed. I think he dies. I think Shadow kills him or something. Like, that's what it seemed like. But, all those characters in there looked really interesting. I'm actually kind of excited for it. Now I gotta go watch them while I'm a bachelor still. I think I'm going to watch the other two, because I'm sure the Dillinator has no interest.
There you go. Yeah, probably not. Probably not at all. Our last trailer takes us to Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, which I wish Dave was here to talk about it, and I'm sure he'll be back, and I bet you that we'll kind of go over this again. You watched this trailer. What do you think, DP? Because it's really cool that you get to see how he felt being Superman, and like how he was such an action guy, and then the sad part of it, what's taken away from him and his family, but his endurance and perseverance to still make a difference in the world after that had happened.
Yeah, getting goosebumps again as we're talking about it, because it was, oh man, it's a tragic story and an uplifting story at the same time, which is what's going to be really cool about it. He's such a just great person in general, who didn't want necessarily the fame. Like, he's like, I'm not Superman. I'm not that guy or whatever, even though he played and is Superman. Like, when everybody talks about Superman, it's Christopher Reeves. It could have been somebody else, but they decided not to keep him around. But for the modern day, and then the tragedy hits, and it's just like, he just was like horrible. Cause yeah, like, can't imagine like a guy like that who just always action guy, wants to be on his feet doing things, all this stuff, and then can't walk again, can't do anything. And, you know, his wife's there and everybody to, you know, support him, and he keeps going, and he like becomes Superman, like with the stories he tells, with the things he did for everybody, and, you know, going to visit people and the kids and all that. Like, I mean, it's just a ridiculously uplifting story for how he turned that into, he is Superman. Like, he really is Superman real life. Like, that's kind of nuts. And seeing a documentary of all the background of all that stuff is going to be like, inspiring. It's going to be sad as shit for a lot of it, I bet. But like, the hope he brings to everybody and the foundations that started to get people to walk again. Like, you see people walking again because of the stuff you did to help move technology along is like just crazy and super inspiring. And it's going to be a really, really good story.
Yeah, it you already can, just from the 3-ish minute trailer, you can see how well done it is. And the fact that you're going to get a lot of footage of him with his family throughout different phases of his career and his illnesses. So, it, like you said, heart-wrenching, heartwarming all at the same time, but just a true testament to the greatness of Christopher Reeve. So definitely an inspiring story that must be checked out by all. I would imagine we will be talking about this documentary as well when it comes out, after all of us have checked it out too. So we're going to move on. Quite the Trailer Park. Hope you all enjoyed it. You can find all of those trailers right on YouTube. Just go ahead and check them out. A couple good ones, especially the Christopher Reeve one. You're going to want to check out that trailer. Get you in the mood, ready to take in that experience right there. We're going to move along here. We got some news for you.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Sorry, wrong Batman music, but it's the only Batman music I had. And I like a little soundbite transition. So let's talk about a different Batman universe that isn't going to involve Batman, DP. And it's news from the Penguin series. The creators explain why Robert Pattinson's Batman won't appear in the series. And from what I get in a nutshell, it is basically Batman is looking and playing this city from above, right? And that's kind of where Batman takes place, on a little bit bigger scope, whereas this Penguin is the nitty-gritty, street-level, kind of more down-to-earth series here. What do you think about that? Those expectations on this series, DP?
Yeah, I think it's fine. We don't need Batman or anything in here, at least not now. I mean, I think at some point, if they're going to continue doing this, that they'll merge some of that story together a little bit. But this is like you said, like, I guess like the article said, you know, Batman at this point is kind of, I guess, in, you know, this version is a little bit newer of a Batman. He's still getting the ropes. He's, yeah, up on the rooftops watching things from the top. And Penguin and this whole thing is about, you know, getting into the crime scene and the mobs and all that, which is the, you know, the underground building its way up. And so, yeah, you're down in the gritty dirt, you know, kind of Kingpin-esque type, if you want to compare it to Marvel a little bit. Maybe a little darker, because that's what DC does. And they can tell a really good story here. I think it's just, you know, the Penguin getting his, you know, biting, getting his teeth in the whole world. And we're going to see some of these guys and how they built themselves up to be these supervillains. And, you know, I think, you know, that's a good story to tell, because it shows how these guys rose to the top of like the mob and all that kind of things. It sounded like they said like the Riddler might still be around there somewhere a little bit. Like, you'll still see things that make you realize, you know, you're still in that world, so you know you're still there. But I don't think you need any Batman or anything. Like, that's not what they're trying to tell here. They're trying to tell the dark side, the evil parts of Gotham, and, you know, how Batman's getting these villains. So I'm all down for that. I think they got plenty of a good story to tell without needing to bring Batman in.
Lauren LeFranc recently explained this to SFX magazine, quoting her: "To me, I think it packs a different punch. Speaking of Matt Reeves, Matt's films are through the lens of the Batman, so you're high up, looking down on the city. It's a different perspective. With Oswald Cobblepot, you're in the city streets. You're in the grit and the muck and the game. He's looking up, wanting to claw his way to the top." So, yeah, I mean, you kind of just said the same thing. But I like the fact that they're giving you different experiences, and why not? So, yeah, like you said, everything else should be there, letting you know that this is where you are. And just because it isn't happening in the first season doesn't mean it's not going to happen as the season seasons move along, right? So we'll see. They are working on the second edition of Robert Pattinson's portrayal of Batman, which I believe the Penguin series is going to pick up right where we left off. And the next Batman movie is going to pick up right after this first season, I do believe. So I'm liking the synergy. I like the fact that DC can let these guys have this on their own. It's kind of the DC universe, which is in limbo right now, waiting for James Gunn to bring out Superman movie, and allowing Matt Reeves to do this in a separate universe.
Yeah, and that's interesting that they're, you know, this is kind of a different universe and things like that. But this is like, this is what DC needs. Like, they need to do this stuff. We've talked about it for a while. Like, give these guys, like these different characters, their own story, because we don't get that. And that is what hurts it quite a bit, is, and if they can tell these stories and how these, you know, villains got to where they are, rather than just a, you know, couple minute thing that happens in the movie, or how the superheroes got to where they are, it's good stuff. And there are good stories to tell. They really are. And this one's going to be great. And I'm looking forward to, like, how they bring it back in now, when, like I said, the next movie comes out, you know, is there going to be a different villain? And then you can still, Penguin's still there, but isn't quite where he's to the top level yet. You know, like, they got a lot of good stuff they can do. So I'm excited for the whole story arc, really.
All right, let's move universes from DC, not to Marvel. We've already been there with Agatha. But how about let's get into the Star Wars universe here, DP. It's been confirmed that Sigourney Weaver is attached to the Mandalorian and Grogu movie project, and will be playing a role in the upcoming movie, which I believe is set to release in May of 2026. The only other person that we know that is signed on is Pedro Pascal. Well, and of course, Grogu is signed on in addition. He doesn't really have a choice. He's not a real person. Sigourney Weaver, you may know her from her gigantic sci-fi roles in Ghostbusters and Alien, in also Avatar, Finding Dory. Recently, she's done The Flowers of Alice Heart, and will be working on The Tempest after she's done filming for The Mandalorian and Grogu. How big is it for her? Because we see a lot of these people, like we talked about last week, Keanu Reeves wants into this Star Wars universe as well. It's kind of like a notch on your belt if you're a solidified, excellent, money-making actor or actress and have had a great career with great roles, that you still want to check that box of being in the DC and the Marvel and the Star Wars universe. And for me, I think it's pretty cool.
Isn't that kind of crazy? Like, these gigantic actors and actresses, like, they don't need to do that. Like, they don't need us. Like, but to them, it's like, yeah, but I got to be part of that universe. Like, I got to be in there, right? Like, it's that's how big these universes are, that these ridiculously talented actors, actresses who have no reason to think about that. Think about that. Like, that's nuts. And it's really cool. Like, Sigourney Weaver is, I mean, just wonderful actress, has been in everything and has knocked it out of the park every damn time. And I don't know what she's going to play, whatever part it is. It's just going to be fun. I think it's just that's something that's fun for her, you know, and a good project, and something, like you said, that can tick the box off. Hey, I was in Star Wars, you know, in the universe. I did it. Like, that's kind of nuts to think about.
Well, it's just kind of a universe jumping kind of theme here, as we're getting into all of our news around the Nerdosphere. And let's get into the Jurassic World. And we're going to have a rebirth of the Jurassic World, DP. Rogue One's Gareth Edwards will direct the film. He knows a thing or two about giant stuff, having cut his teeth on the indie breakout Monsters and then Legendary's Godzilla. Original Jurassic Park screenwriter David Koepp has written the screenplay for Jurassic World Rebirth, and the movie will co-star Scarlett Johansson, Mahershala Ali, and Jonathan Bailey. Those are a lot of very important people attached to this. And when your last three films all make close to or more than $1 billion, why would you stop the money machine from printing?
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's kind of the problem, isn't it? I mean, you're making money, so that's going to keep pumping them out until it stops making money. So why not? When I first saw this, I thought they were rebooting it. I was like, are you kidding me? Like the last one like just came out and they're like, and they're going to reboot it again. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, but it's not a reboot. It is a continuation, but it's just with new characters.
Calling it a refresh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they're going, like stuff is still happening. Like the whole thing of the last three still happened. And now it's like, oh, we found some shit that can help humanity, like bring back to life people or something like that. A good drug that's a life-saving drug. So now these people are going to find it.
Scarlett Johansson plays skilled covert operations expert Zora Bennett, contracted to lead a skilled team on a top-secret mission to secure genetic material from the world's three most massive dinosaurs. When Zora's operation intersects with a civilian family whose boating expedition was capsized by marauding aquatic dinos, they all find themselves stranded on an island where they come face to face with a sinister, shocking discovery that's been hidden from the world for decades. I mean, it's not every day you think you're going to end up saying marauding aquatic dinos in succession in one sentence, so I think I knocked that out of the park.
That's pretty solid. I don't think I've ever heard that said before, ever. So, well done.
If you want to see more or the little bit of a clip of Jurassic World Rebirth, kind of the logo come to life a little bit, the Nerdist has a really good story over there. So check that out.
Also, who gave this writer, now that I'm reminding me of this, who gave this writer that job to talk about Jurassic World? Because he hates the Jurassic World. He hated it. And he's like, it's not for me. I'm like, couldn't they give this article to somebody who actually liked the series?
Maybe no one over there.
I thought that was funny. Like,
maybe no one over there likes the series, and he pulled the short straw.
That is possible. I did not think about that. It's interesting. I mean, I watched the first two of the recent ones and didn't watch the last one, and that's fine. Like, you know, and then they're continuing the story. You're just not going to get the same. You're not getting the same actors from the previous one. So it's at least it's not a reboot. I'm actually happy about that, but I don't know if I'll watch it.
So our last topic here is a very involved one, and it's just more of I don't know how deep of an opinion I can give on a lot of the technicalities that have been announced here, but the California legislature has passed the AI safety bill, and big tech companies are not really happy about it. Some adjustments that have happened to this bill, which allowed it to pass, was a less stringent than its previous iteration. The amendments included removing criminal penalties for perjury, established a new threshold to protect startups' ability to adjust open-sourced AI models, and narrowing but not eliminating pre-harm enforcement. For it to become a state law, it will need the signature of Governor Gavin Newsom. This thing passed in the legislature 41-9, and I think even wider margin before that in the state Senate. Really, it's like a kill switch on a lot of these things that we don't really know a whole hell of a lot about. I do believe this also included in it has the fact that a passed away famous actor, actress, or entity that is a person, you'll need family's approval. So basically, you know, the family holds the licensing to their dead ones, their lost ones. It sounds extremely complicated, but it sounds unbelievably important so early on here in the world, really adapting and adopting to AI at this level.
And if only we had a lawyer that practiced in California. that could understand all of this. It's interesting. You know, the company I work for started bringing AI into the mold as well and has their own as well. This one looks like it's so far deals with more companies and stuff where they have make more than $1 million, over $100 million in training of AI models and stuff like that. So it's really interesting. I totally get it. I don't know how I feel about the whole thing anyway yet. We're just getting into the AI stuff. I think, like you said, you know, we don't know quite yet how this all is going to work in the world. So it's, you know, they're trying to figure out how to regulate things and keep stuff like what they talk about in this article too, where like, oh, you know, if I go into AI and go like, hey, how do I commit murders and all this stuff? And who's at fault then? If this machine can go like, here's what you do, and this person goes out and does it, like, what the hell? Who's at fault? How do you regulate this stuff? And I think there's a place in the world to regulate AI because we don't need Skynet. And I think this is about the time in the Terminator verse that Skynet got turned on. I think I just saw that article earlier too. So like, this could take over everything. Like, we've seen, you know, I know movies and stuff or whatever, but like, that shit's real. That's becoming real. Becoming real now. And now people are trying to figure out how we regulate it, how we keep it from doing things like that. So, well,
it's about
right now we're at that precipice of time.
Yeah. It's about maintaining accountability for something that you're trying to that you're creating, but giving it, for lack of a better term, nearly free will to continue to expand its horizons, learn and grow, and, you know, have more leeway to do that without interaction from anything else. So yeah, I mean, in some form there has to be accountability on someone's end, because it starts somewhere. It just doesn't come out of the air, you know, with no one doing anything.
I think one of my coworkers said it best, like, AI right now is a bunch of high school kids typing up answers when you ask them something. And it's like, just, oh, go nuts. And then it's like, oh, wait, shit, we should really like dial that in and figure it out. Like, right now, it's just kind of chaos until it gets like good and settled.
Vox.com has that story and a lot more of the specific details if you're into all that stuff, so head on over there. DP, fun little show this week. We had a nice trailer park, had four interesting nerd notes there, especially the last one, which we'll continue to discuss on this show, because like DP said, AI is growing and evolving, and we got to figure out how to grow and evolve with it to hold everybody accountable and make it sustainable in a good way. But let's end the show with what you're watching. What you've been watching this week, DP?
Well, since I've been a bachelor all week, I have been loading up on stuff that I'm pretty sure the Dylanator wouldn't have given a hot shit about. So I figured I'd knock all those out. I watched Jackpot, which is pretty funny. It's a good mindless thing. It's exactly what everybody was saying. You know, it's kind of like The Purge, but on a different level, maybe a little rat race in there. It was a lot of fun. So a lot of good one-liners. Awkwafina telling John Cena that his face looks like a giant ear was hilarious. Watched Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, which other than the car chase scene with the Fiat, there was no point in watching that movie. Watched Kite Man, which is fantastic, absolutely hilarious, which got me into starting to watch Harley Quinn. I watched Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which was okay. I think you might have said this one a while ago. I tried to watch Mad Max Furiosa.
No, not me.
But could not. I'm not
a Mad Max guy. Not even the originals.
Somebody said they tried to watch it and turned it off a few minutes.
Did somebody? I thought Ray said it was good. Maybe not. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Ugh, I couldn't do it. Okay. Couldn't do it. And then video game wise, though, got Star Wars Outlaws, which so far after a couple hours in, highly recommend. It is really good. Really good.
All right. Excellent. What you watching? What you playing from DP? A really good episode of Dinner Time Live on Netflix this past week with David Chang. His guests were Adam Scott and Ken Marino. Had a really good time. Couple of my favorite actors from some really cool stuff. What else was there? Kill Tony this past week. Excellent. Another excellent episode right there on YouTube. Check out Kill Tony. Whitney Cummings was on the panel this week. A lot of fun. That show is a whole hell of a lot of fun. And yes, I am dealing with my House of the Dragon withdrawals still by rewatching for the third time. I am now watching it for the third time. Game of Thrones, the original Game of Thrones. I am all the way. I actually keep a whiteboard right next to my recliner. A for trivia on DWI, and B, now as I'm old and can't remember things, I write stuff down on there so I know what's going on. And I can see it. It says the next episode for me to watch is Game of Thrones Season 3, Episode 3. So, Game of Thrones news for you. A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is the next series that's going to be in the Game of Thrones world. It'll take place between House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones, so about 100 years before Game of Thrones. And big news that I don't know if I said this last week or not, but in development in that very universe is an Aegon the Conqueror series, which is the greatest king of all. And it's the stories that Viserys was telling as he died in House of the Dragon. So that's big news for all of us House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones universe fans. But that's it this week. We did it again, Bandwagon Nerds 252. Let everybody know where they can find yourself.
Well, they can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP. You can also listen to me on the DWI podcast. Follow that at Podcast DWI on that giant X and Facebook.com/DWI podcast.
You can follow me at PC Tony. Make sure you're checking out everything Chairshot Radio Network. You guys, I mean, we got like a dozen or so shows now. We've never been more bulked up than ever. Tons of great stuff. You know, you can find Bandwagon Nerds here every Monday morning on Chairshot Radio Network. Until next time. Yeah, it's Labor Day weekend. Go outside. Get out of the basement for a little bit, but then come back in, watch something we're reviewing, or play that Star Wars video game DP's talking about. We'll see you next week.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this act, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.